Tony. I'm great. Good morning to you.
For our folks who are living in a box and don't know, tell them what Public Sector Consultants does.
We're a policy research firm located in downtown Lansing. We've been in business 30 years, working with largely foundations, nonprofit groups, and government agencies to help improve public services.
Do you lean right, lean left?
We tilt dead center.
All right, I like to hear that. I knew you were going to say that. Let's talk about something that really made me think about it, because last week I saw a minor motor accident involving a motorcyclist, and he had a helmet on. But there has been much discussion about this. It seems common knowledge that if you keep a helmet on, you've got a better chance to survive, although the research shows that if you get in an accident and your motorcycle is going more than 45 miles per hour, you're going to be in a world of hurt. But there's still a lot of talk about this because people want the right to decide for themselves. What's your take on the repeal of the helmet law?
Well, Tony, I think you nail one of the issues for the people who want to support the repeal, who want to be able to ride motorcycles without a helmet, and that is the issue of personal freedom. A lot of motorcyclists whom I know believe that without a helmet, that they actually have improved vision, particularly peripheral vision, and better hearing, but it is also a personal choice that they feel that, you know, the wind blowing through their hair and, you know, the outdoor air is all part of the motorcycling experience. So it's kind of a libertarian point of view, too, that philosophically, why should government mess around in regulations like this?
But what comes up is if these individuals who choose not to wear a helmet, they get into an accident, then we're going to be the ones paying for insurance and unemployment and so on and so forth. Now, not meaning to sound harsh or callous, but bottom line is other people can pay for your mistake.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, all of us motorists pay into a no-fault insurance plan, as we all know, when we get our quarterly or monthly bills. And part of the automobile insurance and motorcycle insurance that we pay goes into what's called a catastrophic fund that indemnifies people who are, you know, hospitalized for a long period of time. And about 2% of all of the dollars going into this catastrophic claims association, we call it, are paid by motorcyclists, but about 7% of medical claims go to motorcyclists. So we are paying, as the truck and auto drivers, a considerable chunk of change for those motorcyclists who are involved in injuries, particularly, Tony, those that have to deal with head wounds.
Do we know where the governor stands on this?
He's been very enigmatic. He's been very cryptic. The governor has said that he would like to lay out in the fall session of the legislature a comprehensive reform of our no-fault insurance programs and plans. And I think his direction to the legislature, if I'm reading it correctly, is, you know, hold off on this until fall when we can take a look at no-fault insurance in a very broad way.
So much like the bridge from Detroit to Canada, this is something, you know, it's interesting, and I guess you could say he's smart, and as opposed to giving up, he's thinking, well, let's table this. We can't get it done. We've got to get some groundwork laid on getting more support for this. It seems like for this issue, he needs more support from state senators as well as state representatives. With the bridge, he's got to get more public support.
Yes, I think he does. The other thing about Governor Rick Snyder is that he's very focused. He has a very tight agenda that he's presented to the legislature and that he intends to continue. And he doesn't allow things to distract him from his agenda items. So this, to some extent, is a little bit of background noise that distracts the lawmakers and the governor from the more ambitious agenda items that Governor Snyder has put forth. And to that extent, you know, I'm sure that he would just as soon see this rolled up into some kind of a fall initiative that, as I say, broadly reforms our no-fault system.
All right, Craig, before I let you go, most of the politicians are back in their districts. What do you foresee being at the forefront once they get back into town on their agenda?
Well, I agree with Kyle, who was on with you just a few minutes ago. Transportation is going to be one issue. There are continuing problems with getting enough votes for the new bridge across the Detroit River. That will certainly be a major issue this fall. And the governor, I think, has still got an unfinished education agenda that would involve teacher effectiveness in the classroom. And then I think no-fault insurance would probably pop up on the agenda for the fall.
All right, sounds good. And Craig, if people want to get more information that you folks make available, where do they go?
They go to our website. Probably the best thing to do is just punch in publicsectorconsultants.com.
He is Craig Ruff. Craig, thanks so much.
Tony, have a great one.